Throughout Lent, we've been praying like Jesus. We've used methods of coloring our prayers and praying in the news. We've prayed for our children and in the closet. We've prayed with others, and we've prayed even our questions. We've prayed all like Jesus, and throughout our prayers, we've almost held our breath, waiting to see what might happen. But I wonder if we've asked the correct question. I think many of us have asked the question, is God going to answer my prayers? I wonder how many of us have looked around and said, how will God answer my prayers? Expectant that God will answer our prayers. On this Easter Sunday, I want to point out that the resurrected Christ is loose. He's not where we left him, loose in the world and proclaiming our prayers are being answered. Now, for those of us who still feel a little twinge in our backs or are dreading the whole family getting together for Easter today, you might wonder, how are my prayers being answered exactly? So let's go right to the source. Let's go to the source in Jesus. Have you seen him recently? That's the question for today. Some of us have last seen him calling with the hallelujahs and the hosannas with the crowds on Palm Sunday. Some of us last heard of him as the disciples were gathered around the table in the tender ritual of the Passover meal with denial and betrayal layered on top. Some of us left Jesus praying in the garden, hoping things would be different. Some of us left Jesus suffering on the cross. Some of us left Jesus just Friday evening in a tomb closed, expecting like the women that he was still here this morning behind that immovable boulder. No matter where we left Jesus, he's not there where we last left him. Not for us today, and not for the women who went to care for him. The cat's out of the bag. Jesus has gotten out and is roaming around. Resurrection has freed Jesus for the divine work that is ahead of him. Can you imagine the surprise of the women on that day, hearing he was no longer in the tomb, that he was alive? Jesus walking and talking and resurrected with the ones who doubted him, who denied him, who betrayed him, who loved him dearly, and who followed him with their lives. You know, without resurrection, it's possible we might not have heard of Jesus. There were other Jews and outsiders crucified by the Roman Empire, forgotten. We don't know their names today. They were teachers and rabbis, healers and preachers. Easter, resurrection, is the high point of our life together. Easter is what our faith hinges on. And while Jesus taught often about his life and life after death, we, like the disciples, don't always have ears to hear what he has taught. So resurrection becomes the most spectacular answer to a prayer we might never have gotten out of our mouths. Not only is Jesus alive, we hear the women say, I saw the Lord. I, right now, have abundant life because Jesus now lives. So Easter begins God's transformation of the world that continues even today. The story of God's love didn't begin with Christmas and the birth of a baby, and it doesn't end with Christ's death or even the resurrection. The story of God's love keeps going. Resurrection is part of a processing of an answer to the ultimate prayer. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Now, I have to say, for most of us, we probably prefer not to see how the sausage is made. Probably. Not to see how the rules have been developed. Not to see how the world got transitioned into God's realm. It's messy, and it doesn't always follow exactly what we would have done. In fact, often, to get where God has us going, we go through paths we'd rather not walk through. Let us not forget that resurrection and redemption walk through suffering and trial. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven has some growing pains alongside of it. But we must remember, the worst thing is never the last thing. As we seek answers to our prayers, as we beseech God to heal us of all the ills of society, of cancer and pneumonia, congestive heart failure and autoimmune diseases, the worst thing is not the last. As we beg Jesus to heal our families and to re-knit broken relationships, to heal where painful words have been spoken when no words should have been spoken at all, the worst thing is not the last. As we plead on behalf of a world looking for peace and tranquility, innovation and engagement, in a world that labels missiles as the mother of all and the father of all, the worst thing is not the last. As we aspire for hope when we can barely hold it together anymore, the worst thing is not the last thing. It is the power of love, not that crucified Jesus, but that raised him from the dead and that transforms our world and tells us afresh, God is not done yet. God is still bringing new life. Where we thought it was death and destruction, where we thought it was Good Friday all the time, where we couldn't imagine how God would answer our prayers. As sure as tulips bloom and caterpillars metamorphosize into butterflies, as sure as spring peepers fill the evening air and robins tweet in the morning, as sure as grass is going to want to be cut real soon and the trails are filled with walkers, signs of spring and new life remind us of resurrection promises. Jesus is loose in the world, answering prayers and seeking our best welfare. Your prayers, my friends, have already been answered. Now look around and see how Christ is living it out in your life. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.